Welcome to Radio Diary. We don't just exist, we live and we experience, and so we all have stories to tell. Brought to you by BBS Radio. This time on Radio Diary, I have the story of Dichinugan, who ranked second in the main exams of the Bhutan Civil Service Examination 2023 in the Administrative Services category. However, he is so much more than that. He is an individual with so much potential to be the best version of himself, spread goodness, and leave a positive impact on everyone around him. A good son and student, and an even better poet. Let's get to know him as much as we can, even though a lifetime is not enough to really know someone, especially someone with a lot of depth. First of all, can you introduce yourself to our listeners?
Hello everyone, my name is Dichinugan and I completed my bachelor's degree in media studies from Sherpa College, and I'm currently undergoing the foundational in-service training at IRIM, and I'll be joining a Ministry of Finance as Assistant Tax Officer from Joonla.
Okay, so that's who you are, like that's the basic information that you can give. But going deeper, who are you and what makes you who you are?
I'm a guy who loves his personal space and time. Basically, I'm introverted and I think I don't like rushing things. I like to take it in my own space, and I'm a person who loves a small circle of friends and have a relationship that is close and intimate.
And can you also tell us your story very briefly? Like, where has life led you to and how did you end up wherever you are right now?
I come from a humble family. Both my parents are uneducated, and I'm the first one to attend college from my family and also the first one to land a civil service job. Mm-hmm. And I think life has led me to this place, basically at the beginning of my career, mm-hmm. currently.
And you have also achieved a huge feat. Coming second is definitely a very big deal, I would say. So how would you define success? Would you say that you're successful right now?
First of all, thank you for acknowledging. I think I would define success as being able to take responsibility of someone's happiness. Personally, I feel like success is being able to take responsibility of your parents and being able to support them in any way, be it big or small. I think I would call it a success.
Okay, you are definitely on your way to success, I believe. And it hasn't been long since you finished college. So what would you say you miss about college? And would you say that you found yourself in college somehow?
I think first and foremost thing would be friends. Now that I've graduated and is out of college, it's been tough to meet with friends. And we rarely have the time to get together. So this has been a big change. And after college, everything changes. So it's a phase where reality really hits hard. And I think you're more focused on yourself and you're all by yourself. And everyone is on their own. I think basically you have to navigate through life on your own without support of someone.
So that's adult life for you. And what is that one thing that you wish you knew about life after college, at the adult life, that you learned the hard way?
I think I learned that no one is there for you. Mm-hmm. It's at the end of the day, it's all yourself. Before, during college life, there were friends to support me during hard times. They were there during enjoyment time as well as hard times. But after college, I think you're made to navigate through your life on your own.
After college, I think most of us don't know how to deal with unemployment. We are unemployed for a certain period of time, and that feels like a long time. So how did unemployment feel for you? And what was the first thought or feeling when you got your first job, like when you got employed?
I would say unemployment felt very suffocating, mm-hmm. Because there is pressure to get a job. But then the vacancies floated are all with requirements, like requirements of experiences of more than 1 or 2 years. But then we just graduating from college without any experiences in work life. So it was very pressuring for us. I think I've been unemployed for about 3 to 4 months after I graduated. I landed my job on October 2023, so I've been unemployed for about 3 to 4 months after graduation.
Okay, and when you were employed, how did it feel? Like, were you glad that you could finally be of help to your parents? What were your thoughts and feelings?
I was definitely happy, but at the same time, I was anxious. Mm-hmm. I was happy because I could get a job and support my family and support myself. And I was anxious because I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what they expected of me and why they recruited me. Mm-hmm. So it was big. It was challenging. And I felt like a big responsibility was shouldered on me to prove myself that I'm worthy of the position they gave me. Mm-hmm.
So when you are unemployed, speaking from personal experience, and you, when you finally get the job, you feel like all your life problems will be solved. But it doesn't turn out that way. So would you say that is true for you too?
Yes, getting an employment is not the solution for all the life problems. Even after getting employed, there are several problems that keeps on occurring. Like employment is just another means to stable your life, but then it does not solve all the problems. And I feel like there are many other problems that employment cannot solve.
Mm-hmm. But it helps, definitely, right? Employment, yes, it does, being independent.
Getting employment is all about earning and spending. Mm-hmm. It's also about being independent and self-sufficient. Mm-hmm.
And you got your, like you said, you got your first job in October, and RCSE results were announced on December. So when the results were announced and, you know, you learned that you came second in the general category, I believe. Yes. How did it feel like? What did your parents say?
I was doing job when the results were announced. Mm-hmm. I was at Penciling in one of the workshops. I was shocked, to be honest, mm-hmm. because I didn't expect to rank second, and it was really overwhelming for me. And my parents, being uneducated, they didn't know anything about it. They were just happy my photos were uploaded.
It was a very old picture. So yeah. Did you recognize yourself?
I recognized myself, but then most of my friends did not. Mm-hmm. And they only recognized it by my name, because Deshinugin is not something normal. Mm-hmm. It's not usual name for a guy, so they recognized me by the name. They said, you looked too young. And many of the comments I saw were, why are all the RCSC toppers so young? Mm-hmm. They look like high school students.
Because they used the old pictures, yes, right? High school pictures.
It was a photo from 2015. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and let's not limit your identity to being just the second topper. I also came to know that you love writing. So would you say that writing is your hobby or passion that you would like to pursue further? Any plans to write a book maybe? Just curious.
I think writing has been my hobby. Mm-hmm. I cannot say it's my passion for now, but I've been like interested in publishing my own book. Definitely a collection of poetries, mm-hmm. that I've written over the years, but it's not coming any sooner. Maybe at a later time.
Better late than never. So one day maybe we'll get to read it. And, you know, I've also read your writings. I think that you are very expressive. And coming to the next question, are there any people or any person that you would like to thank for being in your life and for supporting you or something like that?
First person would be my mother. She, even though she was a single mother, she supported me in any way she could. And I'm grateful for all the support she has rendered me throughout these years. And secondly would be my brother, who supported me emotionally as well as financially. And thirdly would be my friends and colleagues. They have always pushed me and encouraged me to be a better person and to seize the opportunities that were coming on my way, even if I was in doubt. So I'd be grateful for them.
All right. Like you said, being grateful is the key, you know, to be grateful for all the little things and all the people that you have in your life. So would you like to elaborate, like, what or who are you grateful for? And are there any good or bad things that happened in your life that made you who you are?
I think the experiences that I've encountered throughout my life has made me who I am, and I'm particularly grateful for Mamadala because she's the epitome of perseverance and love. She has stood and triumphed through her struggles, and I think I definitely look up to her, and I'm really grateful that I was born to her because she's just great. And one of the, I think it's both bad and good experience. So the bad experience would be the divorce of my parents. I think it was definitely a chaotic moment in my life. And I'm grateful that it happened actually, because the peace in my family was restored after their departure. Even though we were departed from being a family, the bond was not there. But then I think the important thing in family is upholding the peace. So I think this was both a good experience and a bad one at the same time.
Okay. And I'm sure that even your mother is glad to have you in her life and, you know, be a good support for her. And what is the, you know, next big step in this new beginning of yours? Like, you're training, right, currently? And what are your hopes and aspirations from now on?
After completing the foundational in-service training, I'll be joining my agency. I'll be working there for a few years, and I think I'll be going for master's study. And then I'm not sure, I'm not a goal-oriented person, so I definitely think I'll go with the flow. So there's not a definite destination that I want to reach, but I want to go with the flow and enjoy as moments come.
Okay, that's wonderful to know. So lastly, before you publish your poetry book, would you like to read us some of your poems or writing maybe? Okay, so what is the poem called, and why and how did you write this poem?
So the poem I'm going to read is titled Someone. And I wrote this poem imagining about someone who is always beside you through the darkest of nights, and how it must feel to have someone that you could lean on. So the poem goes like this. Our hips tucked under the blanket and lungs drenched with the wine. I watched as you talked about the nights you couldn't sleep, the time you almost gave up, and the moment you fell in love. I never loved those sparkling stars like I loved those eyes of yours in that moment. Someone once told me it's so much better to have someone to lean on, so I wished I could lend the soft strength of my shoulder to cry your tears dry, especially when the world is heavy on your end. I never wanted to hold on to something like I wanted to hold on to you in that moment. The night was vacuum silent. We could only hear the breath that we exchanged between us. I wrapped my arms around you, uniting the two broken pieces, alike complementing dual yin and yang. I never could love someone so much like I loved you in that very moment.
Okay, thank you very much for reading us one of your poems, and I wish you all the best on this new journey of yours. And congratulations once again.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you.
Well, that was Radio Diary with Dichen Ugen. Someone with great potential, someone we can all relate to in some ways or the other. We believe in people like him and wish him all the best. Radio Diary comes to you every Wednesday at 4:20 p.m. and we shall be back next time with another individual, another story. Till then, goodbye and take care.